diabetes ran on my dad's side. He had to take insulin, I think on his mother's side. It was really bad. And I remember the last surviving family member at that level. He went blind. Amputations, you know, the whole bit. Mm-hmm. So my dad had diabetes. My older brother had diabetes, and he had to take insulin. I have diabetes, and I don't have to do insulin. I try not to get to that point mm-hmm. where I have to have insulin. But my dad, several of his siblings had diabetes.
Okay. So you say yourself you have diabetes. So I want to ask you about your relationship with your healthcare provider, about going to the doctor. My mom, she was diabetic before she passed away, and you know, she was one of those who, you know, I'm gonna take care of myself. I ain't gonna listen to you because I don't trust you.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. The attitude in a lot of the older generation.
Yeah.
Me, where I worked in the healthcare field, that gave me a different perspective. So with my diabetes, I wasn't afraid to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I willingly went to the doctor. And usually when I went to the doctor, you know, and they do their little gathering of information, I'm the one doing all the talking, telling them everything, and, you know, mm-hmm. and we could have switched roles. And so I guess I was more aggressive and proactive in, you know, getting help. And then there comes the dividing line right there. You can be proactive, you can go and seek, you know, the help and so forth, but then it's what you do with it. It's what are you going to follow that diet plan? And a lot of people, our folks, have a problem following the diet plan because we love to eat those foods.
Yeah.
And then if you have hypertension on top of that, you know, and I have hypertension, that runs in my mom's side of the family. I remember going to the doctor one time and seeing the dietitian, and she was telling me what I want to say it this way, can't eat because of the sodium, can't eat because of the sugar, and then I'm saying, well, what can I eat?
My mama still saying the same thing. You telling me every day I can't eat? Well, hell, what am I going to eat? That's my mama saying, I can't eat nothing. Like, mama, you can eat something now. It's all in how we prepare it. But you say because of your experience in healthcare, it opened your mind up to saying, all right, it's time for me to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I know something's going on. I gotta go.
Yeah, because I see records all the time mm-hmm. of diabetic patients and the complications that they have.
Right.
You know, and I'm saying to myself, I don't want to be in that bed.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get to that point.
Right.
So
you say, all right, I'm going.
But it's hard. It's hard.
Tell me some of the hardships.
Well, the diet thing, because it takes discipline, and discipline's hard. People have a hard time with discipline, so it's something that you really have to practice and learn to say no. For example, I love potato chips, but they're not good for me because of the carbs and the salt, the sodium. But I will treat myself to potato chips on the weekend. So you kind of bargain that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at one point I said, because, you know, big bag of potato chips, I'll sit and eat the whole bag, you know. So I said, okay, I'm going to get one of those boxes of chips that has individual, you know. Mm-hmm. I ate one bag. I ate another bag. Before you know it, you know, I mean, 3 or 4 bags. I said, oh, wait a minute. It defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
So discipline, you know, is something, you know, that's really, and, you know, that goes in all areas of life, you know, discipline. But I'm glad I don't have to do the insulin. Another thing is checking your blood sugar consistently. And I get pretty busy and I forget. So, you know, I know I don't take it as much as I should, but that's an important part of it. So being consistent with that kind of a thing.
Listen, thank you so very much for taking the time to just talk with me, to share with us a glimpse into your life. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you.